What's happening, my people? You already know what's going down, man. We back in the building, baby. Thoughtful Narcissist Podcast, man. It's your boy Outlaw Uwop. Got my co-host in the building.
Hey, man, it's Rudder.
Yo, what's happening? It's your boy Joe.
Yes, sir, man. Y'all know we back in the building, man. Here to talk that motherfucking talk for y'all people. Before we get too deep into this shit, man, go ahead and do that thing for your boy. Like, follow, comment, subscribe, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Tell your hoe to tell your hoe. Tell your bro to tell your bro, man. Let your mama and your auntie know. Thoughtful Narcissist, man. We back in the building ready to talk that motherfucking talk. Shout out to my dogs, man. Tovin, Too Solid, Ali Bouvier. They done dropped some shit for y'all, man. It's Too Solid 4E, man. It's that absurd. Go get that shit everywhere on all streaming platforms, man. This shit riding, this shit sliding, man. Go get that right now.
No games put over here. My pockets playing leapfrog. They jumping out the gym. We got sections on the rooftop. The vibes is over here. Tell them we get nigga keep running. B12 engine when I steal. No matter what, go get the money. First thing first, let's make it clear.
This one for the money.
Rich over famous, that's just what I heard. In the streets, we stay dangerous, that's just what I heard. Too Solid ain't get no paper, but that is absurd. Money over these bitches, that's just what I heard.
Forever up on a mission, that's just what I heard. Fucking on video mixing, that's just what I heard.
Only yes, I sir, I don't know what you heard. That's just what I heard. You know what I'm saying? These niggas got them kicking that shit, man. Make sure y'all go check that shit out. Too Solid 4E, Ali Bouvier, Tovin, Too Solid, Keezy. Shout out to them boys, man. Y'all know what it is, man. Shout out to everybody else, man. Mr. Upholstery. Shout out to Prestigious Pedigree, man. Make sure y'all go get that everywhere. I know y'all can see that. You know what I'm saying? Go get that. It's everywhere. Go get that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the other sponsors, man. Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to Phoenix 360 Photography, man. Y'all make sure y'all go fuck with that too, man. We got a bunch of new shit coming. We got some Thoughtful Narcissist podcast merch coming. Make sure y'all be on the lookout for that shit too, man. That shit gonna be very, very nice. Y'all not gonna wanna miss out for that. Y'all can rock that shit, man. We got some little shows and shit lined up we gonna do. So it's just a lot of big shit on the way, man. So please stay tuned, stay locked in, and just be ready when the shit happen. We hope to see everybody in person. We wanna see y'all with y'all Thoughtful Narcissist shit. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Spread the word about the show. Interact with us on the page, TTN Podcast, man. Just do your thing. Fuck with us. We fuck with y'all. You know, it is what it is. We out here.
For sure, for sure. Recently, man, I just realized why I never go out, especially by myself anymore. Shit is fucking crazy. Especially out here in Atlanta.
Did someone try to sexually assault you?
No, what the fuck? No.
I'm saying, I know that happens to you.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm just trying to make sure nobody violated my co-host.
No, I'm good, my brother.
I know you frequent.
Whatever. But nah, man, I went to
Atlanta too. So
nah, I went to Sweet Lounge.
What, Mike?
I went to Sweet Lounge.
Fred be at.
That's where we went to all together.
Yeah, I've been there that time.
We all went together. Yeah, I went there again for like a day party or some shit, man. So I'm in line.
Day party different.
Day party is different. I'm in line, right? Some niggas, I think they're from Michigan or whatever. They fucking lit in the back, right? They drinking Patron straight from the bottle, passing it to each other, man. One of these niggas throw up, bro.
Wow.
Right there. Like, literally, like how far you are from me, that's where he threw up, right there. In the line.
Yeah, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
And like, luckily, it didn't get on me, so I didn't feel like I had to be tough.
Oh, something got on you.
Nah, I was... Nah, no speckles. It was nothing. There was a pillar. It was a pillar right to it. So that's why nothing got on me. It was just crazy. This nigga just threw up in line. Because they had to split up was the dudes in one line and the girls in the other line.
Of course.
And so
he was like in between.
No, I was in front of him. Fuck you. That was good. Fuck stupid you.
That nigga was on top of the little shit.
He's like, well,
you know, I could go in either line, really.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see which one's moving quicker.
Whatever I identify with at the moment.
Yeah, whatever works out at the time. But no, so I end up getting in or whatever, because I'm supposed to be meeting my cousin up here. He just graduated or whatever, so I'm supposed to be meeting him there. He didn't came down to Atlanta. And so I'm in there chilling or whatever. get a drink. I'm good. Then these motherfuckers, everybody turned up. It was actually a good environment, you know. It was pretty straight. But then this one nigga come up and start talking to me. And this nigga has coke around his nose.
Oh.
And I'm like, just keeps talking to me, yapping to me the whole time. Like, yeah, man, trying to find where my cousin is. Like, my battery's dying. And I'm like, damn, what the fuck is going on?
Of course, that little battery died.
Oh, my goodness. This nigga just, I swear this nigga, god dang, talked to me at least for 20 minutes while the music was loud. And I'm like,
in your ear.
He wasn't in my ear. He was just like right here. Like right on, right here.
He's in your, shit.
He's like, he was close. That's why I'm just trying to back up. And I just see the coke spark, you know, specks just coming off his nostrils and shit. I'm trying not to catch any. And then
niggas said, I'm trying not to catch it.
I'm ducking that shit. That shit looks stepped on. You know what I'm saying? Oh, God. So goddamn. Then, you know, I got a little table I'm sitting at. These hoes come over. They start spilling drinks everywhere.
They fucked up.
No, that's the crazy part. They not fucked up.
Did they have first coke drink speckles on their nose?
I couldn't tell. I didn't try to navigate their nostrils because they didn't get it.
This nigga said navigate their nostrils.
You know what I'm saying? So they might have been perp. Cleaning up. They could have been on the perk. You know what I'm saying? So then they out here, the weed blowing away, they rolling up and all this shit. Just party fouls all around. It was just the worst shit. It got better, though, because it was a couple little, you know, little wardrobe malfunctions. You know how it is, you know, in the club when the girls get. So I'm not sneaking, it's out.
You done caught a nip slip.
More than one. It was just, I'm just looking around. I'm just like, oh, there's one. Oh, there's another one. It just happened.
My boy got dang spotting the nipples.
Nigga, if you catch everything.
You nipple spotting.
Yeah.
Nipple spotting. Chilling. That's how they coming out.
You peeping the slip before it happened. I ain't waiting on the slip.
I'm not like Dave Chappelle in the car. I'm not trying to wheel it out. It just happened.
You literally were wheeling the titty out.
I was not wheeling the titty out.
You were, bro.
Hey, man, I was just out here just trying to enjoy my time. And then then my cousin calls me, tells me, oh, he ain't gonna be able to make it. So I've been sitting here for 3 hours.
Wow, he wasn't even there.
Nah, he was still up, you know, wherever he was meeting his other people at.
Why did you come so early?
No, we was supposed to meet. He told me he was gonna meet there. Like I was gonna get some food.
Time. Inside without him?
Yeah.
What type of nigga is you, man?
He told me he was coming. So then after that,
you be on that Sex in the City ass shit.
The nigga didn't get there in time, so I went in.
Who wait for somebody to go in? You not supposed to go.
I'm waiting on you. I'm going to go in when you get here. Yeah. I'm trying to go in with you.
Yeah, I'm trying to make sure you good.
I was trying to get a spot set up so we could, you know, I thought he was going to be shortly after, and then he never ended up showing.
You're at a day party. You're supposed to touch base with this nigga.
Yeah, day party like an hour and a half max.
Nah, it was some folks in there who was in there way longer than I was because
they ain't got no life.
Damn, no,
they had the hookahs going. They had the goddamn everything.
Yeah, that hookah dangerous, boy. That hookah had you sitting around.
Damn right, ordering most shit. That's why they want you to.
But the craziest thing that I couldn't get out of my head, so there's a shelter right across from the club, like a homeless shelter. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, why would you want to display all this waste and excess in front of these people who are needy and going through it right now? Like,
they ain't saying that.
I'm not saying they aren't saying that.
They can't wait to go.
They probably dumpster diving.
Oh shit! Dumpster
dive. I'm dead serious.
That's all I could. That's all I was just thinking about. This is so weird how Atlanta is. Like, you got this club over here, and then you got the shelter right across the street.
Man, it's crazy the proximity of certain.
Like, literally,
it's
right across
here.
The street. Like, you literally could just.
I mean,
walk right over to it.
I don't go out like that no more. But if I do, it's definitely not by myself.
Yeah, I was dolo, man. That was a wild experience, man. I would not recommend. Would not recommend going dolo out here.
I don't know, man. That's crazy. I mean, other than that, you've been all right, man. You've been living good. Everything been.
Besides that little weekend, it was straight. Or that little Saturday, it was straight.
Okay.
Y'all been good, man. You been good, man.
Yeah, everything Gucci with me, man. Had my son's birthday party today. His birthday in a few days, man. Happy birthday to my son.
That's what's up, man.
You know, by the time this comes out, I'm pretty sure his birthday will be happening or have happened. So, you know, happy birthday to my boy.
What's up, man?
I've been good, man. I've been living good. There's been just so much crazy shit going on in the world.
So much, man.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like,
it's been since last we met.
Lil Reese there got shot again.
So, has it come out what he was doing? Was he in a stolen car? Or?
Well, they say that. I mean, it's so crazy because this nigga Lil Reese has, like, survived so many
So many
attempts on his life, whether it be, you know.
He refused to go out.
Yeah, like, I saw a funny-ass little meme where somebody was like, oh, you not gonna make it. And it was like a picture of Lil Reese, like, shit, who ain't gonna make it, like, type shit. Like, that was pretty funny. But, nah, like, they say the story goes that he was trying to buy some weed from some dudes who had stolen.
That's what
car.
I heard, too, yeah.
And he get in the car, and then the people just so happened to be ready to approach and confront the people who stole their car. Shots was fired. He got shot, grazed his eye, some more shit. But that video was kind of fucked up. It had him on the side of the curb, like leaking between the pole, leaking. Like, I was like, damn, this nigga, he having a seizure or some shit.
His body probably went in the shock.
Because he couldn't. You know, your eye fucked up. Your first instinct in the goddamn, you know, like, this shit gonna do something.
Yeah.
So he just trying out the goddamn look. Yeah. Just looking crazy. Yeah, like, yeah, that was shit. A fucked up situation.
That shit was crazy.
And then the way the girl was just filming that shit, like,
filming, then they talking shit.
No empathy.
She don't care.
They don't know that if he had something to do with the car being stolen or not.
Then the other nigga, his shit all cut.
Yeah, his shit all cut. Yeah, he looked like he got grazed in the face with a bullet or some shit.
Sound like he lied.
Yeah, it wasn't me, man. It wasn't me in the car. It was you, motherfucker. Like, damn.
Slapped his ass one time. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, the police was there, not really doing shit. It was crazy, man, but I guess, you know, we glad Lil Reese survived. Of course, we don't want anybody to get killed. He's apparently doing okay, and, you know,
making a full recovery, so that's good, man.
That's all we can say, man. Shout out to Lil Reese, man.
Don't pull up the people with stolen cars, man.
I'm pretty sure he didn't notice.
No, I'm saying, like, I'm talking to the nigga that did it. I'm like, don't pull up the people
with a stolen car. Like, stolen car.
That's fucking crazy.
Bringing heat to the, you gotta let a nigga know. You got to give a nigga a heads up or something.
Nobody going to do that shit.
I mean, at least.
Yeah,
hey, man, you know I'm riding dirty.
Hey, like, man, I'm in the goddamn box, bro. I'm in the box.
Let
him
know.
We got to goddamn get it going.
In and out.
Quick, yeah.
It's a drop off and get
right.
going.
Nigga,
you know?
Let a nigga know, son. God damn. Yeah, niggas ain't got the courtesy, but you see what happens.
Ain't no honor among thieves.
You see what happens. You don't fuck with me. If I know you doing shit like that, don't pull up where I'm.
Because then you
shit.
Got folks trying to say he stole the car and all that other shit. Like,
I mean, you know, shit, rumors get started.
Yeah.
Hey, so, man, shout out to Lil Reese. I'm glad he all right, man.
Definitely.
Shout out to Rhetoric with his Jacob. Fake Jacob did not make that watch.
Shut the fuck up.
I just want to let everybody know.
My mom got me this
boy
watch.
Boy got
man.
A goddamn fake up the jeweler.
Fuck
baby.
You. My mom
boy
told
got
me
got the big
nice.
Face bezel.
So, hey, man, let's talk about this.
I'm talking about goddamn. That nigga got on the goddamn shit. That nigga got on the Mike Jones. That's his watch Mike Jones used to wear back in the day.
I fuck with Mike Jones. That was my nigga.
That nigga still tipping on the fake up.
Fake up Jacob.
Fake up the jeweler. Fake up the fooler.
Don't hate on me, bro. That's my shit, man. My mama got me this, dog.
That nigga said my mama got me this.
My mama got me this, nigga.
I'm telling you.
I still wear a gift my mama get me.
I'll say yo mama bought that shit. It got that 2003, though.
Nah, I went 03.
She been holding up since 03.
Nah, I went 3.
You what you got?
Show it to the camera. Hold up. Flex your wrist work.
She probably got it's probably like 2016.
See, my girl, man, I got the Apple Watch. I'm checking my steps in this motherfucker.
Checking
game.
My
yeah,
steps.
Yeah, I'm
checking
my
steps. I'm closing my rings, bitch.
Yeah.
Thanos.
Achievements,
bitch. I'm making shit happen out here.
Got my 30 minutes to stand.
My boy
that.
Just out here bling blinging. Time ain't moved yet. That shit don't even got no batteries, and it's all for show.
It's all for show.
That shit got a recharge pack. That bitch like an Xbox mode.
That bitch got an Xbox fake up. God damn,
that big old goddamn now you play Halo.
Yeah,
he got that. That's a little morphin' time. That's a Power Ranger. That's that boy got a real mighty morpher.
I
boy got
this nigga trying to go into the lore.
Oh, yeah, you know I know about the Power Ranger.
Bezel with the Zeo Crystal.
He got the Zeo Crystal Bezel.
The
big face Zordon. Fuck you talking about.
Okay.
Hell no,
my boy.
My boy
finna got they turned into
the Zordon was
shit.
Good. That was good.
Man, that's crazy. My boy got the Megazord on his wrist.
OG. Jacob, man. It's called
shout out to the Jacob, man.
Hey, we
shout
need to get Jacob on it, man. He ain't been selling no jewelry. Yeah, come on in, bitch.
Yeah, he ain't got nothing else to talk about. I'm telling tell you. Us about the BMF days.
Yeah, yeah. Let us know
what the fuck happened.
He can't wait to tell on somebody.
Why did Jeezy not get locked up? That's what the people want to know.
What do you know? Nigga, was Blue Da Vinci really snitching?
Yeah, we finna ask the tough questions. Thoughtful narcissist journalists. We ask the tough questions.
Yeah.
We hit them hard.
Nah. You gotta have your glasses for the tough
questions.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to put my goddamn
specs on.
Goddamn, hit him with the goddamn. That's what you know a nigga finna ask you something serious.
Something wild.
Well, why did the document say otherwise, sir? They're gonna be like, hold on a minute.
Is that not your signature? You signed this, sir.
I told you we wasn't talking about this. Where's my fucking attorney? They're gonna sue us.
You can't sue us for asking a question.
We said we wasn't gonna talk about that.
No, that's what you asked. That doesn't mean it was what we agreed on.
I don't know, man. Some shit people probably don't want to talk about, but I don't know if it's real or not, but is Bow Wow and Soulja Boy finna have the verses? Is that what's finna go down?
That's
the verses
that's coming up, man.
So we got Bow Wow and Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy is going to blow this nigga out the fucking wall.
And that's how I feel, too. I knew JoJo was going to be on the Bow Wow side.
Soulja Boy is going to blow this nigga out the fucking wall.
Soulja Boy, Draco stayed with a hit.
Soulja Boy.
Bow Wow got hit.
Soulja Boy going to play that Draco.
Soldier.
See, make it
clap.
Boy, that shit going to be. Dunked. That shit going to win. Bro, he got a dunk. Nigga, Soldier Boy, nigga, crack that Soldier Boy.
Bow Wow can shut down any.
What the fuck they gonna play that? Let me. Oh shit, that's what he gonna play.
Yeah, that shit going way.
That shit with him and Sierra.
Nah, that shit ain't going harder than all big Soldier shit.
Y'all forgot about
Soldier Boy got that
Gucci bandana.
Gucci bandana. Gucci bandana.
Bow Wow got some.
Oh man, yeah.
Y'all hold nuts on Bow Wow.
Soldier Boy play that song he got with Lil Wayne. I can't even remember what it's called, but that shit go crazy. Crazy man, Soulja Boy got songs.
They let him
bro.
Get his producer bag.
Soulja Boy, oh, big on anything he produced or was featured on,
no,
he could play,
Bow
bro.
Not a producer,
but that's the rules, though.
No, it's not.
That was at one point. It was you could do that, but
that
not,
was,
not now.
I mean,
I think
maybe it's not.
Now you have to be. I think you have to be the. It has to be your work that you
or featured on the song.
Yeah, featured. Yeah. But nah, like I said, that's why when I said that shit online and then you responded, bro, I was like,
I think Soulja. Now I'm not taking nothing away from Bow Wow. I think Bow Wow got hits, but Soulja Boy, I think Soulja Boy.
This is the battle of the biggest liars. So
yeah, I think Soulja Boy got the songs that.
I really wanted to see them pop their imaginary shit. Like
I think Soulja Boy got the song pop their imaginary shit.
Because this was supposed to be Bow Wow versus Romeo at first. Cause I don't know if
Romeo don't even have 20 songs.
Yeah, they realized he only got ICDC College and the fucking one more song. He was like 12, and then shit, that's it.
Yeah,
and in the diss he did to Bow Wow.
Man, Romeo can't. Yeah, Romeo that. Can't. Romeo can't fuck with Bow Wow.
ICDC.
Soulja Boy can beat Bow Wow.
Yeah. So handily.
No, he can't.
I'm not gonna say handily, but
right,
I feel
handily.
Like. I feel like we play.
I feel like his performance is going to be a big part of it.
I can't name 20 Bow Wow songs off the top of my head. I'm not good at naming. I can't name 20 Soulja Boy songs either, but I'm telling you.
I think I can name more Soulja Boy songs.
When they play the Soulja Boy songs, I feel like I'm going to have a better feeling and better. Boy, it's going to mean more than
Ghetto Girls, nigga.
Ghetto Girl.
Better than
hold on,
any
Ghetto
Girls. Boy song.
No, the phone. Ghetto Girl, and that'd be the phone. The soldier. What's the
Kiss
soldier?
Kiss me through
the phone. Through the phone.
Kiss me through the phone. Was it baby?
Basketball.
You know
even
that I
miss
you.
Like
I
want to
get
with
you. And I get that today with me. That shit was hard, nigga.
I'm trying to tell
but
you.
But I can't right now, so baby, kiss me through the phone. That shit was hard.
And he played basketball playing you.
That shit was hard, bro.
I could tell you.
That shit was hard. That shit was fire. That shit was like number one on 106 in Park for weeks, for months.
Who the fuck was Mr. 106 in Park?
That's true. He did get you that. Yeah, you walked yourself
Mr.
into that one.
I mean, Bow Wow.
Who was Mr. 106 in Park?
That's
because
he was the host, though.
Who?
No, that was before
who
the host.
Who was Mr. 106
I'm saying,
in
he
Park?
Was the host. That's Jermaine Dupri. That's,
no,
man.
Nigga, that don't got nothing to do with nothing.
Nah, he had to bounce with me.
He had that, but all that is don't Jermaine Dupri. Soulja Boy did this shit by himself, bro. Soulja Boy did this shit by himself. That nigga ain't had no Jermaine Dupri. That nigga ain't had no Snoop Dogg. Nigga ain't had nobody vouching for him.
What does that
nigga,
mean?
It's Soulja. Big Soulja. Draco, nigga. Fuck you talking about, man? I'm rocking with Soulja.
I'm with
Soulja
too, though. I'm with Soulja too. I'm big Draco over here.
And then Soulja Boy cooler than Lil Bow Wow.
Soulja Boy's lies are better.
Soulja Boy's lies are better. Soulja Boy fuck around and make you believe his lies.
That story about him shooting the niggas that came up into his studio.
Like, I was just like, bow, 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 bow. And then I hit one of them niggas. Bow. And then I hit another nigga. Bow.
Hit him in the ass. Bow.
That nigga goddamn. But nigga, what? So, Lil Bow just taking pictures of fake, taking pictures off the internet, acting like he on the goddamn private jet. Like, that shit ain't even believable. But I mean, like, you can't even make up nothing. Like,
Drake?
Soulja Boy at least goddamn gonna come up with, he gonna pull up the video, the first rapper on YouTube, the first rapper in goddamn Icebox. He gonna show you.
But I mean, who cares Bow, about can't any even, of that?
That's what I'm saying. His shit's more believable. We asked the question. I'm just answering.
I'm with Draco,
I
mean, man.
I just rock with Big Draco harder than I rock with Lil Bow Wow.
Because it's
Zan with that lean?
Zan with that lean? Oh my God.
Come
that's
on, bro.
Hit.
Come
that's
on, dog.
I don't even think they could play that. Because that's too goddamn hood.
That is.
But damn.
Smoke nothing but Irene.
You just know the fucking hook.
It don't matter. That shit was hard. Yeah. I don't even know the hook of Lil Bow Wow song.
Hold on. Remember Throw Some D's? To Throw Some D's on that? No, he was like, was, I know, was, I just got my report card, all F's. Remember?
Yeah.
Told the
think,
teacher.
I don't think he's going to go
some
with that.
I mean, he did a
but
video
nigga,
for
it. All the other songs came out around that time. That
Y'all
that,
Bitch.
That's going to be the 20 hard. Songs.
Y'all Bitch was hard.
Y'all Bitch was hard.
Y'all Bitch was hard.
Y'all Bitch, y'all.
Yeah, that bitch was hard. That shit just funny to laugh at.
Hey man, it was right.
I said Bow Wow got songs. I ain't taking nothing away, but I just feel like this. So I just fuck with Soulja Boy. I'm biased. Fuck it. I like Soulja Boy.
I just think Soulja has. I just think Soulja Boy's songs is gonna hit better than.
Yeah,
Bow
it did.
Songs.
Cause I remember going to high school parties, like listening to that
Soulja
shit.
Boy.
Soulja Boy, we wasn't listening to Lil Bow Wow at the parties.
Bow Wow was like, after you turned 10, Bow Wow was like.
Yeah, Bow Wow was lame. He was lame anyway, but he just had some great little songs.
Now, he was cool when you was under 10. Once you turned 10, you
was
like.
Kind of corny to me. But you know.
Ain't known Bow Wow early.
Bow Wow was definitely corny.
Yeah, he was just corny to me.
Like when he started trying to, you know how you're grown.
Bro, he was in Like Mike, bro.
When he was dead, it was just too much.
Remember when he was in a Beyonce video? The Destiny Child video?
Tattoo and shit.
Yeah,
and
it was just too much.
Nah, he tried too hard.
Yeah, like you ain't even really being grown. You just acting grown.
Yeah, you just got.
You just pretending. You just putting a grown makeup on.
Yeah, you just putting the grown front on. Like, nigga, you ain't grown. Yeah, you still a kid. You still a little Bow Wow. Bruh, that's why he changed his shit to Bow Wow, but nigga, he still rough.
Y'all remember that video where bro thought that was a girl? He was a girl?
Yeah. He's like, man, that's a cute little girl. He's like, that's a what
that's
he
a
said?
Boy, that's a little boy.
Boy.
A little
no.
I
would have
got the fuck off around that.
And it was recording him. Like, that's the crazy shit. Like, they got a camera just on Bow Wow while he called him a girl.
Bow Wow was just sitting there looking like this. Yeah, shit be happening.
Nah, you would have heard me. But what the fuck?
Like, nigga, I ain't no motherfucking girl, nigga. Fuck you talking about?
I would have been pissed after the first couple times.
That shit was wild.
Yeah, that shit was crazy, man.
Disrespected that.
So name. I got Soulja, Rhetoric got Soulja, Jody got Bow Wow.
We gonna have to see. I'm gonna watch this one.
You rocking with Bow Wizzle.
I'm not gonna watch it. I'm just.
I'm gonna watch
just
it.
I
don't even be knowing when them shits come out.
Yeah, me
niggas
neither.
Be tweeting about it.
Me neither.
I only really see Gucci and Jeezy.
Niggas be getting some subscribers off that shit though when they be doing the reaction videos and have that shit in the background.
Yeah.
Niggas be cashing in on that. Niggas be cash apping them, just because.
Yeah, just for the shit.
We gotta cash in on, bro. Okay, speaking of Cash App, bro, let's get into this Kwame Brown shit, bro. So
speaking of Cash App,
yeah, no, we're not Cash App, but niggas was sending this nigga money, bro, in the super chats. I saw a nigga.
You with the sending people money for no reason?
No, not rich
both
people.
Both of y'all.
I'm not with rich send rich people for nothing for no reason. But
what'd you say?
Okay,
both of y'all?
Well, let's start from the beginning, man.
Hold
so
on, what the fuck? I just get accused of doing? I missed
some
that.
Shit that you do, it don't matter. Come on.
So Kwame Brown wasn't.
Nah, this some bullshit.
I hear this nigga go.
The fuck was said,
bro? We'll come back to it, bro. Let's just get a breakdown for the listeners, man. So, All the Smoke had a podcast where they talked to Jeannie Buss, and they also talked to Gilbert Arenas, in which Kwame's Brown, and Kwame Brown,
podcast?
Yeah, on All Smoke, they talked to Jeannie Buss and they talked to Gilbert Arenas, where in both instances Kwame Brown came up in unfavorable conversation. They basically said he wasn't part of the Paul Gasol a trade. They tried to say he wasn't part of that trade. He was just another body. And then when he got to with Gilbert. Gilbert kind of talked about some of the struggles he had playing with him and how he tried to tell him to, in Gilbert's words, was saying he tried to tell him, like, oh, let me get a tip in. Let me get an easy little, you know, pass inside before you just dump the ball into me in the post so I can get warm. And they were just trying to talk and trash about him, you know, Steven Jackson.
That's what Kwame used to say.
Yeah, that's what Kwame said to Gilbert in regards to, you know, helping him get ready early in games and stuff. Just during the playoff game, he said that to him. And
yeah, I mean, I already know. I don't even got to hear what Gilbert said to know what that nigga said to that shit.
Yeah, Gilbert was, he tried to play it like it was like, you know, like he sounds. Like Kwame wasn't scared. He wasn't, you know, prepared. Also, him getting booed, you know, every time he touched the ball in Washington and in L.A., that happened. So I mean, he had a rough time, bro. Like I always felt bad for him. Like my, I remember watching, and my dad would just like just feel bad that like they was just throwing him to the fire like that, like having him play all these minutes with these veteran players.
Number one overall pick.
Yeah, number one overall. Well, I'm saying though, you still have to in Kwame
first
pick out of high school.
Straight out of high school.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, first pick. Yeah, overall pick.
Overall pick.
That was out of high school. And he had a lot of pressure on him, bro. And we put him out there with Michael Jordan, bro. Out of all people.
Yeah.
We didn't build around him. Yeah, old bitter Mike.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't say bitter.
He was bitter, bro. He felt like he could have won four in a row. Five in a row.
Not with Washington.
No, I'm saying if the bitter would happen with him and Jerry Krause.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? He was kind of scoring a little bit. And then he had to come back and play because he used to be our president of basketball operations. And then they told him that he was going to get a percentage of ownership or whatever if he played. And then that's when they played him at the end because of how he was treating all the players and everybody was complaining about him, but that's, we can talk about it another day. The shit Kwame just had enough.
Niggas wasn't the Bulls. Yeah, I would be. Yeah, you threw it. Yeah, well, yeah,
and he was past his prime too.
From that perspective,
he played good, but he passed his prime
too.
So like, it was so obvious that he never got a fair shot. He never got to develop, and even Gilbert, and this is a funny part because Kwame, like I said, Kwame was really touching on. This nigga has not stopped. Going live,
yeah. This for the nigga last been going crazy
6 or 7 days.
He been talking shit about everybody.
Like this nigga's been going ham. But one of the things that he said was really true because he said in the instance that what Gilbert was talking about, he said, "Oh, let me get a tipping." He said, "I didn't say let me get a tipping." He said, "Bro, throw the lob up. Give me something easy, an easy pass where I can go in, dunk the ball, and get my confidence going early." And Gilbert even said in the interview that he never even threw the lob like that until he started playing with Dwight Howard in Orlando because he didn't trust the players to, you know, catch the ball and dunk it. But
and
like,
I heard him say that on another show.
You know what I'm saying?
Even talking about
mm-hmm. So, like he wasn't a lob thrower. So like you can tell, like, if you're not playing to somebody's strength and you're listening to it, you're hearing, oh, I'm telling you throw it up.
Yeah,
and I'm telling you, oh no, I don't want the ball. No, I'm not telling you I don't want the ball. I'm telling you just get me, it's the way you need to get me started as my point guard. And it makes sense. Like I said, Kwame was making a lot of sense. Now he was saying a lot of other crazy shit. And we can go down and break down the line because this nigga was going to everybody. Matt Barnes calling that nigga Becky with the good hair.
Yeah.
Bro, that is a bar. That shit was good as fuck.
That nigga Becky with the good
hair. He been trying that nigga up like crazy.
Niggas talking shit about him, Derek Fisher, all that shit.
Talking about, bro, there was a video that they put out where Derek Fisher was eyeing that man girl when they was together, like hard. Like you see him just up and down, smiling at her face, all grinning when she walked past him, like, bro, Derek Fisher is a dog, bro. That nigga was scheming on that man woman early. But Kwame, like I said, Kwame was like, I'm talking about your life. Y'all talking about basketball. Fuck basketball. I'm joking about your life.
Yeah.
He talking about
but I mean that's just you lost.
He talked about which we got being
still lost. It's funny, but you still lost the, you know.
But again, if you played 12 years in the NBA, he made sense though. You played 12 years in the NBA.
He was a bust, but he wasn't just.
He didn't live up to potential.
Failure. He wasn't a failure, but he was a bust.
Yeah, he wasn't a failure. Far from a failure.
Was supposed to be.
I think they say he made like $65 million in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he good.
That's good money.
And now he got his own shit, you know what I'm saying? He been riding around his tractor. He looked like somebody that want to ride in his tractor, too.
Yeah, from country ass.
Bro, you just feel the South Carolina country nigga in him.
He'd stay in Atlanta. He said, "Our Georgia." He said he'd stay in Georgia.
Oh yeah, no, I believe it. But he's from South Carolina, though.
Yeah, he's from South Carolina because him and Charlamagne, he was going at Charlamagne.
Well,
Charlamagne tried to expose his family business.
Well, let's talk about what Charlamagne's connection is. So, All the Smoke, their audio is part of the Black Effect podcast. So, podcast network. So, essentially, he's going to have to come to bat for him because they're business partners with him in a way. So he reveals essentially, crimes that his Kwame Brown's family has been a part of. One being his father allegedly killing a woman. That was his girlfriend, I believe. His brother, similar instance, and he had another one doing life in jail. So I mean, it's he even talked about his sister too. I think he said something about Charlamagne said something about his sister. So I mean, he was exposing some family business, which was, you know, it wasn't private; it was public knowledge. Because you know, anytime you do a crime, it's out there. Like, your name is going to be in the system; people can look it up and know what happened. But anytime,
man, he bringing that shit up to say what though?
Essentially, he's just trying to tell these guys to back off of Kwame.
Basically, because
he's a fuse in him. Right. Essentially, he's implying that because his family has had violence, that he could be violent.
I think that's some fucked up shit.
One of them niggas, but I mean, shit.
But that don't mean you want to kill him.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what the fuck? Still,
that shit lame.
Not to say what? Like, you're not. What,
Charlamagne ain't
what,
shit.
What he's saying is doesn't mean anything.
Charlamagne ain't shit. That's what I'm saying.
So y'all think Charlamagne took it too far?
Yeah, that's lame as fuck. I think that's lame as fuck to say. Yeah, to say that just because this nigga family done did some shit mean that he could possibly do some shit, like, especially when it's something violent like that.
They said a cease and desist to him too.
To who?
To Kwame.
Who did?
Charlamagne.
For man, no.
Yeah, that's what bitches do.
They send a cease and desist to that nigga.
I ain't hear about this.
I heard that. I've been reading in other places. Black Sports Online said they've been like stopping his lives, or like you know, not broadcasting it so people can see his lives and shit. But that's bro, his fucking super chats are crazy, bro. I've been seeing niggas give him $500, $100.
Yeah, cause nigga trying to shut this nigga up.
They not shutting this nigga up.
$500 gonna keep this nigga going.
I'm not talking about the people that's paying. Oh, yeah. I'm talking about niggas trying to get his lives and shit took off.
Oh yeah, yeah. They trying to
sell other shit.
I'm just so surprised. Yeah, like folks are giving a millionaire somebody who's telling y'all he's not complaining about money. It's so crazy.
People don't know what else to fucking do. We do live in a fucking America. That's what people think.
But people want to spend their money on whatever the fuck they want to spend their money on.
Bruh, that shit was just so fucking wild.
Man, I'm mad as fuck. I can't find that little clip I had we were supposed to talk about, man, with the girl saying the stupid shit.
Oh.
Damn.
Well, nah, we'll find it, man. But, hey, Kwame, no problems over here, bro. I was a fan
Kwame,
of you.
Kwame, we fuck with you, dog.
You
want to
come on the show? You can come
that
on the show.
That nigga talking good shit. Like, I appreciate you saying, you know, not the derogatory shit what you saying about these other people, but like the shit just
the
about
principle.
The principle about how people need to be out here, you know, instead of like talking shit about each other, we need to be out here, you know, helping each other out and motherfucking, like, you know, telling motherfuckers how they became successful and giving each other pointers and, you know, shit like that. Like, I'm with that. I'm with that for sure.
No, I mean, I'm not mad at it. I one thing I do, I always disagree with the whole, if you a black man talking about another black man type shit. I mean, if the niggas talking about sports and we talking about how you played, I think it's fair to have a criticism of somebody like that.
That's why I said, you know, in a sense, he kind of just, you know, flipping that little shit so people can stop talking. Because
at the center of that day, I do agree, like, don't call me a nobody. You know what I'm saying? Don't say, oh, I wasn't nobody else in the trade. And I understand that. Some of the criticisms with the Gilbert shit is, y'all, you took shit out of context. So I understand why he's coming at them. You know what I'm saying? Because they were being disrespectful for something that was, in a way, you don't have to talk about my game in that manner. You can say I wasn't a productive player. I didn't live up to the potential that I was supposed to have without taking shit out of context or essentially invalidating me like I wasn't in the league for a while and put up decent numbers when you look at him from an analytical standpoint. You know what I'm saying? Nigga got close to always 8 to 9 rebounds a game, and he was going to get you at least 8 points a game. So and then just being a force in the middle. So I mean, like, so you couldn't be mad at his game. And like I said, I watched him in Washington. Again, it was some rough nights.
Yeah, see, I didn't see him there.
You know what I'm saying?
I remember Kwame Brown, he was on the Lakers.
Yeah. But he even said then, like, he even made another point. He said, bro, when I got there, Lamar Odom was throwing that motherfucker up. You know what I'm saying? I was able to go get that shit, and when I went back and looked,
but I mean, nigga, nothing but highlights. Fuck a lob, nigga. You need to get this bitch in the. You need to do some work by yourself. All right, nigga.
Create your shot.
You talk about a fucking lob. I don't know if I want to hear that. But I mean, shit.
Did you see the screens I set?
Yeah, nigga. Like, what?
Nigga, me and Kobe had 82.
Hey man, you know,
that shit was the funniest shit in the world.
83.
Yeah, I thought. Oh yeah, you
had two fucking points.
Okay, I thought he said he, me and Kobe had 82.
That's why Kobe almost died trying to goddamn win a damn game against the fucking Raptors.
I mean, he was balling though. He did set some screens though. He set some mean ass screens.
You're first overall pick, man. We need you to get this bitch on the block and go to work, nigga. Not fucking get a fucking lob.
I feel you on that too.
The way he played the what, the three?
Nah,
that nigga was a fucking center.
He was like a 4 and 5. I mean, there was some talk early of him playing on the wing.
I can't remember this nigga. Yeah,
but like I said, there was no cultivating of his game. Like
exactly,
we.
I'm gonna say the fuck I want to say. Kwame can go see me about this shit. I don't care.
Nigga gonna wrestle with Kwame Brown outside.
I ain't gonna wrestle with shit about some shit I said. Nigga, you did it, yeah, or didn't do it. Shit.
I mean, like I said, he made a good point. What company invest money like they invested in him as a first round overall pick, and then let people inside the company, let all these corporations just talk trash about him? Stephen A. Smith has a whole rant that got stupid ratings at that time when you know you had a show and that meant something, like of just straight disrespecting, calling this nigga a scrub. He shouldn't be in the league. He only here because he tall.
That's
like,
his take though. That's his job. His job is to make that take.
Yeah.
And as an athlete getting paid millions of dollars, that's some shit you know come with the territory. The
criticism.
It ain't like a nigga just started doing that with you. They been doing this shit. Mm-hmm. So you got to know that's what happens.
That's what I'm saying. Because it's so hard to when you listen to it. Because like JoJo's saying, bro, like most of the criticism about him was never about you as a person.
Right.
Shit, we learn more about you as a person now.
Nobody ever heard this nigga.
I never knew about mama's home cooking. Week.
Yeah, I never knew what this nigga sounded like.
My nigga, that was never. I mean, I knew what he sounded like. I heard. I heard someone did Big Three. Yeah, and he was in a Big Three and shit. So I mean, I heard him.
I didn't even know he was in a Big Three, and I watched a lot of that.
I didn't know.
Yeah, he was in a Big Three.
Just go under the radar when it comes to basketball. Yeah, that's just not your thing, Kwame.
Shit, he made a lot of money doing this shit. Yeah, I wish that's not my thing.
I mean, it ain't his thing.
It is his thing, but he's just not elite at it. He's just not elite. Yeah, he's just not elite.
That's real.
You regular,
but
man,
you, when you like you say, when you are big and you good, it's hard to find that. It's hard to find a good big.
Yeah, and he was hurt all the time too, man. I was like I said, he played in a rougher time.
It all in all, really, it ain't Kwame Brown's fault. It's just a stupid ass Wizards for drafting this nigga first overall.
Jordan.
Yeah, niggas shouldn't have got drafted first. Because
we were supposed to get Elton Brand.
Get this nigga. Yeah,
no, we were supposed to trade him for Elton Brand and then cut it off. Yeah, the owner cut it.
So. Fuck all that.
Elton Brand was a good star in the league for, well, not a star, like a good.
He played, he played. Yeah,
he was a star for a little while.
He was an all star.
Wasn't he with the Clippers then?
Yeah, he was an all star with the Clippers.
He was with the.
He was an all star with the Clippers.
But now
he took him to the playoffs.
But where he got drafted at.
No, he got drafted by the
76.
I thought it was a Bulls.
Philly. I think it was Philly.
Thought he got drafted by the Bulls. But yeah, well, this ain't a sports podcast anyway, so. Yeah. But nah, hey man, like I said, Kwame, you want to come on the show? We're open. We don't want any smoke. Leave that for Jemele Hill, Stephen A. Smith, and Skip Bayless.
Don't nobody like Jemele Hill.
Well, she doesn't really come with good jokes. That's why. I'm not mad at it. I appreciate the shot she takes. It's just something, you know, she don't make a lot of. It's just what it is. She a shooter though.
Chicago, no, yep. He got drafted.
Chucker.
To Chicago. She Elton Brand.
She liked to shoot. Okay. Yeah, she liked to shoot shots. What'd you say?
Elton Brand got drafted to Chicago.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Got Chicago. All right, man. So, man, we gotta talk about my boy, man. I didn't want to do this. Joe Budden, man. We gotta bring him to the forefront.
Creepy Joe.
Creepy Joe,
number two.
And he potentially might be stealing, man. So
he's stealing.
So let's go, man. We since we last potted together, man, a lot has transpired. So, you know, Rory Maul wasn't already on the podcast, and now it's already erupted where Joe dropped the whole fucking episode firing. He put it on SoundCloud for like an hour, then took it off and put it on Patreon. So I got to hear the whole thing. I don't know if y'all heard it. Disrespectful. Criticizing their worth ethic, what they brought to the table.
I mean, of course, it's fucking
Nigga said, Joe Budden. Most definitely.
Narcissist of the week.
So this motherfucker first starts off saying this. So he said, this motherfucker says, y'all come in here, don't know no topics, don't have nothing to say, just nothing but prayers and condolences, love to everyone involved. Like, this nigga go in on these niggas, bro. Rory, you don't bring shit.
That was funny because he'll say some true shit.
Yeah, he'll say some. This nigga Maul. I should have knew something was crazy about Maul. Y'all know how? And y'all niggas like, what you mean? This nigga, when we lived together, he kept the detergent in his room. What kind of nigga keeps the laundry detergent in the room?
Nigga, I'm with Maul.
Narcissist of the week, Joe.
Hey, no, I feel like this. Everybody
see,
different.
Got detergent, he ain't gonna buy none.
Everybody different about how much detergent they use. Some niggas don't use the cap. Joe don't seem like a nigga to use the cap.
He just pour it in, and
you can't fuck with a nigga like that.
You like, damn, bro.
You ain't even measure that motherfucker.
Now you like, damn, bro. We out, and you ain't got none. You ain't went and bought none.
My fucking count off now.
She using 9 dry sheets and shit.
I can feel it.
Man, hell, man.
Can't fuck with Joe.
The shit where I knew Joe was in the wrong when this nigga said Rory was insecure. For wanting a contract. So that was in the Maul. That was in the response video, but he said he told Rory was insecure for wanting a contract.
How?
If that's insecure, I'll be insecure.
Yeah. Joe doesn't have a contract with his manager. He doesn't have a contract with Parks. They move off of good faith and will between each other.
Parks still there?
Yeah, Parks is still there. It's Parks' home, you know, he does all the sound. Parks has a different contract. He's a contractor. He works for Joe to do produce the show and rent the house.
So Parks ain't said shit.
Parks is on Joe's side.
Finish.
So, but no, he goes into the thing. Parks is also heated too. He says some slick shit to Rory and them about it.
Parks,
yeah, talking about them not being committed and all this other shit. Like he says some slick shit. It's essentially it's Joe and a whole bunch of yes men. Savon, all of them. He's like, do y'all feel like these guys have let us down? Have let down the fan base? Like, and they're like, yeah. Everybody like some yes man.
Sounding off in the background.
Because it's only Joe. Joe's by himself. If you watch the video, Joe is by himself. When he says, Rory, you're fired, he looks over to himself.
Yeah.
Points at where Rory's at and says, you're fired.
I definitely seen
that. And he said, Maul.
And it was
Maul. You don't get right. Yeah. And no empty chair.
It was just empty, yeah.
And he's basically saying, like, essentially said, Maul could come back, but you got to say sorry for teaming up with Rory.
So it was automatically.
So Maul was like, fuck it.
And Maul was essentially mad because the nigga told him it was none of his business. And we talked about that before. It wasn't none of his business when he asked about the business of the pod.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, and then they made it.
Just a controlling narcissist.
Yes.
This shit would have been nipped in the bud years ago. Fucking with
but
me.
The whole time I'm listening to it, I'm listening to what Joe's saying. He has his points. You know what I'm saying? He didn't want to give up any IP. He didn't want to let them buy into anything like that. But if they have what they're claiming is a profit partnership, they need to know what's going on. And if they're asking for information, Joe, that's what you were asking for Spotify for, was information. And you couldn't give your man's information. And it's funny thing this, because he talks about this on another episode. He says, when you sign a contract with a Spotify or these big companies, there's a non-disclosure agreement. I can't go out and tell anybody this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because if it comes back, I can get sued and get in trouble. This is my thing is this. You're saying Rory and Maul don't trust you. When you tell them that, you don't trust them. Because he says this. Oh, Rory gets disgruntled and reviews the details of our deal to somebody. No, I can get in trouble and get sued. So that means you don't trust Rory.
Right.
So why should Rory trust you?
Right.
I mean, but Rory, I can see Rory doing some little hoe shit like that, though.
So you don't trust Rory?
Trust this
but
nigga.
I mean, nigga, it's shit I think you would do. That don't mean I don't trust you. It's just some things I don't trust you with.
Damn.
Yeah, bro, this is something
not you necessarily, but I'm saying.
But
like,
this is something that I feel like, okay, boom, we signed this contract. Like, bro, you know it's an NDA. Like, you know the consequences of this shit, bro.
Yeah,
regardless of what the fuck happened, you got to be responsible, nigga. You got to agree. You got to be along the lines of your contractual obligation, nigga. This is what you signed. It's bigger than me now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's something that you just have to tell the nigga, and then if he say something, it's on him.
Well, I mean, because then that's when you have to go, because if you have an audit clause in your contract or, you can, that's when you can kind of go into it and then that gets revealed, because if a non-disclosure doesn't go over the government, saying we need to check them, you know, what's going on here. So, I mean, they just didn't want to have to get to that point. But I can understand, bro, if there's a level of trust you're not going to show in me, it's going to be hard for me to reciprocate that.
Of course.
So, like, if it's information that you can't share with me, now I have to go about acquiring information from you a different way.
Of course.
So, and then he tried to, like, play these niggas like they wasn't there. Like, Rory wasn't helping them from the start. Rory was like, my email was the first podcast went under SoundCloud. Was in my email.
Man, this nigga Joe just ain't shit, honestly. That's what it all boiled down to.
Should have knew that. They let Joe play their ass.
Because Joe felt like he was already bigger than them because he had a career before this.
But everything they said made sense, bro. Even after
the brief rap career, then he ended up going on like a TV show. And
he was rapping during then, though, too.
But it wasn't good. It was not good. Like, it wasn't
it depends.
Popular.
Joe had bars.
It wasn't successful.
You're right. It wasn't popular.
You can't use that against him.
It wasn't successful.
He made some good music, though.
It wasn't successful.
Rage Against the Machine?
It wasn't successful.
That was the number one hip-hop.
I'm saying his music wasn't successful.
That time, that
project,
he didn't
have a successful rap career.
I can agree with that.
Over time, it was no longevity in his rap career.
Yeah, like Drake said, you know, pump it up. I ain't no one-hit wonder. They know all my stuff.
Yeah, that's the truth.
That's some real shit. Niggas do know all his shit.
And then he rolled that wave into this, this new shit, this podcasting age. He rolled that wave of, I'm Joe Budden, I got something to say. I'm on the show with Academics. I'm on the show with, just like
that nigga Maul said something funny too,
wave.
Though.
Go ahead.
That nigga Maul said something funny. He said, so we was at one of the places, you know, doing a tour. He said, Joe walks in. Hey, yo, I got the line wrapped around the door. And Maul's like, huh? He's like, yeah, you heard me. I got the line wrapped around the door. I said, no, you don't. He said, nigga, we got the line wrapped around the door. Nigga, you been here before when you was a rapper, when you was an artist. Niggas ain't show up like that for you.
Exactly.
It wasn't until all of us came here that niggas showed up.
Right.
So.
That's facts.
Yeah. I mean, it was some different things. Like, one of the things that Joe.
Them niggas, bro, all three of them niggas just.
But no, they trusted him. That's all. Like, honestly, that's where it came down to. Because they were supposed to get quarterly reviews. You know, of expenses and shit, so they don't know what's going on.
And they wasn't
getting it. And they was, yeah.
Because
he'll start yelling.
He'll start yelling, and niggas fold up when niggas start yelling.
Yeah.
I know for a fact, because I yell a lot. So, nigga, all them motherfuckers had to do was just got, hey, man, fuck all that shit.
I'm telling you, talking nigga, all that rah-rah yeah, shit. Nigga, where the shit
all
at,
that,
bro?
Because I could already see Roy just, oh, okay, you got it, man, doing this little white boy shit. You know, that's what y'all white people like to do. So, you know, nigga.
No, I need that accounting.
And he played his fucking card. And next, you know, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, that went by. Them niggas ain't seen shit.
Nah, they had money. They just ain't see the paperwork. Yeah,
nickels on a dollar.
But see, this is my theory though. My theory is, I don't know if you read my tweet about it. My theory is that shit, maybe the business wasn't as doing as good, at least from the podcast perspective, as he might have made it believe. Because Joe said, if I would have went by the numbers, I wouldn't have paid them what I paid them. I paid them more than what the numbers said they should have paid.
Say when niggas ain't
well,
seen.
Well, nigga,
them.
Why would have been like, nigga, why?
But he said he felt. He, this is what he said. You know, I seen they cuts and was like, I can't give them that. I got to throw some more on that.
You know what that's
easy
like,
to say when ain't nobody seen
you
it.
You know what that's say exactly.
Yeah, you're
that
right.
Sound like some bullshit just to say, because Joe's a manipulator.
And nobody's seen that you gave them. Man, well, anything.
If you gave me more, show me what you gave me more. Why are you giving me more? That's stupid.
Give me what I deserve.
Yeah, nigga, nothing more, nothing less. So you can, Joe one of them nigga. I would have been slapped Joe ass.
Yeah, that was all just a little trick to try to kick a nigga off the show and use another. Yeah, he think, but nigga, you doing shit niggas been doing.
But compared to Rory and Maul, he's a fucking genius. Cause
he just more of a fucking, he just more aggressive, and these niggas is timid, don't know how to stand
they
up
trust,
to this
they
nigga.
At the same time, too, they trusted him. They felt like, my man's not going to do me dirty.
They shouldn't have.
We got shit going on. We booming. You know, we got tour money coming in. We got this Spotify money coming in. Like, we going to get the documentation soon. And it just, shit got took over from them.
Nah,
but,
man.
They stood their ground.
If we agreed to some shit at a certain time, that we gonna see some shit at a certain time, and that certain time come up, and I actually see it like we agreed upon, and you start tripping, We just gonna be tripping motherfuckers in there.
Now I know you full of shit. Right.
Because this is what we agreed on. I'm not asking for, I'm not, oh,
now
yeah,
I know you full of shit. Now I know you bullshit.
I ain't adding nothing, nigga. This is what we agreed upon.
So then this nigga gets called a thief, and then afterwards he gets sexual harassment accusations that are now on video, essentially.
Yeah.
Joe. Cause so what happened is he has another podcast. See, the thing is where he has a bunch of ladies that are, you know, doing their thing on there.
I've seen that.
And he was on an episode with them.
I've never seen it.
So in this episode, right, this is what I don't understand. This is how I know this nigga thinks he's that nigga, bruh. This nigga goes up to the girl that essentially works for him, says to her, you know, we've never really talked like that. We've never had a one-on-one. We've never actually had a real conversation before. And then according to her, it gets cut out in the episode, but according to her, he then proceeds to says, I want to fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Like, tells her multiple times he wants to fuck her on the podcast.
Recording.
In front of, you know, people who are
there,
taking notes and recording for them. You know, the people who work there. You know, essentially multiple times. So to me, if my homeboy did that, and I'm the first thing I'm gonna ask you is like, bro, like, I'm gonna pull you over, like, bro, you know her like that, like y'all cool like that? Even if anybody, unless I seen y'all or know y'all interacting, I'm gonna ask you, like, bro, y'all good? Like, that was weird.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Yeah, that was weird, bro. Like,
I don't give a damn how y'all. Yeah, I don't give a damn how y'all know. Like, what the hell you talking about? This nigga tripping.
And it's gonna look weird because it's one guy, four, you know, three girls. So essentially, according to them, they said, like, they told him to chill a little bit. But, you know, it's
during the
Joe. If you know Joe and you cool with Joe, you know how this, how he give it up. It's not crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because
that's just still.
No, I'm saying if you have a relationship with these two other women, you have built a rapport with. You have a relationship with. They know you may be funny or do some weird hee-hee shit. You know what I'm saying? But they cool with it. But this girl isn't. She's essentially, don't know you. She's essentially, she said that, I don't know you. We're not these kind of people. I just want to have a business relationship with you. And he just jumped over that shit multiple times. This nigga even hugged her and gyrated his hips.
That's fucking, he on this quagmire giggity.
Giggity all day.
This nigga giggity.
That shit was just wild, man. I felt bad for her, man. She made a lot of good points about how, like, this shit is always going to be online.
Joe giggity button. Wow.
She should have sued this nigga Joe, man.
I think that's, I mean, that's probably gonna be her next step of her sexual harassment suit. Like I said, it's all fucking on tape.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They did drop the episode and he apologized, but it's over with. It's in the game.
Don't do shit you gotta apologize.
Right.
For.
Try your best not to.
I mean, it's easy to not do what he did.
You could have just said she just was nice. Like, you could just said she looked nice. Yeah, but that would have been weird, but.
Yeah, that brother is starving.
That nigga was horny.
The Malcolm shit.
Yeah, they got that.
He ain't getting no pussy.
Yeah, that brother is starving, boy.
That's the crazy thing, too, because he, you know what I'm saying? He ain't a nigga that ain't scared to pay for it, so. I don't know why you got them doing that shit. Like that. You don't got to.
Nigga seen some shit he liked on the track, man.
What do y'all think this is the Karen Civil curse? What? Have y'all heard of that before?
Oh, Lord, I can only tell.
What happened with Karen Civil?
I mean,
they were just saying anytime she gets involved with people, there's always
something bad.
Something bad happens. There's some aftermath.
Yeah. I know King Von died right after his little Karen Civil shit.
Just even Nipsey Miller.
Too? Mac Miller, damn.
They said this was because, you know, she's on the podcast with him, so.
Yeah, that's terrible. She was the one
killer.
Who found Matt Miller, they say. Like, she was the one who.
Like, looked by his body?
Like, yeah, I want to say, yeah. She was the one who found him. I want to say.
She's.
Whoa, shit. I'm beeping that out.
Yeah, just put a whole black screen. And I don't even want to see it.
Just going to do that little part right there. Just done.
Yeah, just
Civil killer.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
God damn.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. This nigga's hell.
I'm just playing, Karen.
You can't do that.
She's gonna be like, nigga, what?
I'm saying, man, it's jokes. Damn, yeah, it's 2021.
Hey, man, Chris Rock said you can't joke no more.
That's the same thing Joe Budden did.
Chris Rock.
Nah, Joe Budden talk about hurt, like...
physical.
Sexually assaulting young ladies. I'm not. Man, I'm just saying, I ain't say she raped nobody, but damn, you just got a fucked up little pattern going. You need to keep to yourself, make sure it ain't you, man. It's quarantine, but you got to kill him up. Man.
Shit, Karen Byers.
Yeah, man.
No, niggas as hell. That just sucks that her name is Karen too. Like the. The white name is. Yeah, that just sucks.
It is a bad name.
All right, man. Well, why they been disrespecting my boy, man? I don't like it. Nick Cannon. He was the king of corny, but.
Nick Cannon, the king of horny now.
Nah, yeah, he's the king of horny now. Damn. Nigga done dropped number 7.
Nigga knocking off the goddamn Wildin' Out girls.
Man, off.
He's, that nigga just keep wilding out.
He got a type, too.
Wildin' Out girls be bad.
Bro, his if you look at
goddamn DC on Fly had on goddamn his baby mama wildin' out girl. Mm-hmm. They're wildin' out. That's all them niggas do. Go on wildin' out, find them a bitch, bad bitch, and goddamn gonna do, you know.
They making money, so shit.
Sing and dance.
I mean, if you like I said, if you look at all his baby mamas though, they all look alike now.
Just like you.
Nah, don't do that. this nigga got a type. This nigga everybody definitely got a type. This nigga looks for a certain kind of lady.
Both your but baby mamas look the same.
No, they don't. But why?
Matter of fact, all 6 of them.
Fuck you.
My friend be at the goddamn donating the sperm, man. Nigga got a whole tribe running around in rhetoric.
Nigga's a donator, boy.
Hey, man, I'm trying to get my body to the world. But,
this nigga's sick.
Why these folks trying to say my nigga is destroying the black family?
I don't know about all that.
That's what they were saying, bro.
They trying to say
because they saying because he had, but we don't even know if they all single. He could be having them besides Mariah living with him. We don't know. They said because
polygamous?
They said that because he has so many kids, there's no way he could be, you know, a father to all of them.
So you telling me Nick Cannon on his ligamy?
I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure.
His future dad to all his kids.
But I'm saying he future don't have all his kids under one roof. I'm pretty sure Nick Cannon is trying to get at least as many of his baby mamas as he can under one roof.
Ah, you saying you pretty sure? Do you know this?
I heard. What I was doing my research.
Baby mamas, a lot of personalities.
From what I researched, I don't know. It was.
Didn't Shawty Lowe do that?
They was trying to do a show. Yeah, they was trying to do the show. All my baby mamas.
That shit was
RP Shawty Love.
That shit, then they didn't even let that shit go at one point. They said, nah, we ain't doing that at all.
We need to see what a real nigga, how a real nigga handle this
man,
shit.
Man, that shit was probably so, man.
Bro, they
need. Probably better if that shit ain't crying.
They probably never gonna let that drop just to keep his. Yeah, because he passed away. I mean, but he wanted to put it out, so I mean, I don't think it would be disrespected to him.
Man,
but I think that the shit people would be saying about him would be disrespectful.
See, yeah, he ain't here to defend himself.
Yeah, so. But man,
I mean, nah.
That's an elite level club though. Shawty Lowe, Future, Nick Cannon, like it's a list though.
Future says NBA YoungBoy, Steve Harvey, I don't want him.
That shit was funny as fuck.
That nigga Future hurt.
He was hurt, boy. That was some pain in his heart.
This bitch got away. I ain't knock her up. I ain't get her pregnant.
That's what somebody said. He was so mad that she ain't on birth control. Future was upset, bro. But it was a hard song though. I didn't like 42 part, but his verse was hard.
Yeah, man, I ain't even hear the whole
42
shit.
Dropped the album. Y'all didn't, I guess y'all didn't listen.
Nah, I ain't my style.
Nah, I didn't even attempt. I just listened to that song with Future. I like the second time I tried to listen to it, I just skipped right to Future part.
Yeah.
I didn't even want to.
Oh, damn, you didn't get the whole song.
Really? No, the first time I did, I listened to it one time. I was like, I just didn't like his verse. I don't really like his cadence and the way he sound. God damn, dog, niggas are listening.
Damn, try to say what I'm saying, man.
It's all right, man. Relax. You all right?
It's been a long day, man.
Like I said, I just think people, you can't compare a nigga like Nick Cannon to a regular dude, bro. Like, Nick Cannon, like I said, house all these people.
Got that check,
he got the bag, bro. He can house all these kids and these people in one home and be there.
He can, but it don't mean it's going to be positive like that.
I mean,
shit.
Yeah, we
a
don't
lot
know.
Of different personalities.
But we ain't never heard Nick Cannon to be a.
I'm not saying bad he may be, like, abusive or mean to these women, but these women may just be mean to each other and their kids living there.
Yeah.
It's going to be just crazy. It's a lot of personalities, man.
That is a wild thing to think about. Like, they got to essentially be like sisters, really.
Yeah.
But if you can pull that shit off, bro, more power to you.
I mean, hey, Blueface kind of doing it. He just ain't slick. Got no kids.
He got kids just not with the girls that's in his house.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, yeah, not with them. Yeah.
But no, that nigga Nick Cannon got the twin gene too, bro. He got two sets of twins. Man. That's wild.
That's luck.
Mariah Carey, he got twins with her, and then another girl he had twins with.
I always wanted twins.
That's wild. That's some crazy shit. I wonder if he got like his grandma or somebody like a twin. Cause usually that's how it is.
Yeah, somebody skip. Is. Yeah, somebody in there.
You usually skip one.
Bitches who got the twins.
Yeah. You gotta watch. We gotta ask questions. Your mama a twin?
You gotta ask questions.
You gotta know. You gotta know what you merging with.
Know what you poking around in.
Y'all care about AT&T and Discovery merger?
AT&T and Discovery. What's Discovery?
Yeah, the ID channel and all that shit be on. They be doing like a building in the homes.
Discovery Channel. Yeah, they burnt. They
but that's a Discovery with AT&T.
To do what?
But essentially, they just like taking over their division. They just gonna take over their TV and film division.
Oh, okay.
And just do all that since their TV and shit been successful. But they do that home building type shit. So I don't know. Yeah. Did y'all see Kobe's Hall of Fame?
I ain't see it, man. I watched it, part
man.
Of it.
Vanessa's speech, man. That she can really. That's like the second time I didn't see her give a speech. Yeah, she has a very powerful, you know, presence
and way with
when she's perform. You know, when she's
speaking publicly.
Like
that. So I didn't see it, but I
shout did out to Kobe. Good to see his daughter in her hall of fame.
Can't watch it.
Can't do it.
I didn't get to watch it. I seen snippets of it though. It was pretty good.
It would have been good to. To really see him get that, but still appreciate, you know, all the moments we had. Thank you, Kobe, man. You deserve it.
For sure.
Definitely deserve that.
Definitely big shout out to Kobe, man.
All right, man. So, shit. One thing I did saw something interesting on the timeline. So, did y'all parents teach y'all to date?
No.
What was like the shit that, my shit was just no means no. Like, that's all I was really the main thing.
No, I wasn't taught.
Cause like somebody was saying that like parent like no did your basically the girl was asking a question like what was some of your parents dating things. I saw some interesting things that like, people just talking about like paying for dinner and stuff like that. Like I never had
no
talk like that. Like it just made sense to me. Like if I asked you somewhere that I would pay for it.
Yeah, that's what my rule. Like whoever asks is paying.
Yeah, so if you asked me to come somewhere with you, then yeah, I would expect that you'd be covering it. But nah, what about you, Joe? You get no tips or any. Advice?
Well, nah, shit. Nah, not really. Just a lot of, I learned just through examples. So I seen what was.
What worked and didn't work.
And not even what didn't
that work. That was just, same
just,
here,
just,
though.
Just what was done. What was, you know, how it was.
Same here.
Pretty much common sense.
Yeah, I mean. I just thought it was an interesting thing. Saw a nice little poll about it, but
nah, the same here. We, you know, you go off the goddamn.
Especially now, though, I think now even more though. With this day and age, you probably have to be more, because common sense ain't is hurting a lot of niggas.
Yeah,
what they think is common sense. Ain't
common.
Yeah,
stupid.
I mean, it's a lot of stupid niggas out here, man. So that shit, those conversations probably have to be a little more detailed now, because these niggas out here acting stupid, bro. So.
Yeah, you gotta be careful what you say. Everything ain't a compliment anymore, man. Some of this shit is goddamn.
You gotta know how you saying it too, man.
Yeah, that too.
Like, if you saying something to compliment somebody in a sexual tone, it's not gonna probably come off the way you want it to.
Probably not.
You know, unless you got probably a lot. Not. Unless you know nine. Unless you know she DTF.
Yeah, even then.
Yeah.
Never really safe, man. Never really safe. It ain't like it used to be. I mean, I ain't saying it should be. I'm just saying it ain't.
So, you got anything left?
Man, stop asking all these damn questions, man.
Do we have anything left to talk about?
This is
that weak ass watch you got, oh shit.
Y'all done already did that.
That shit yeah, still got the same you time on the ad on the yesterday.
You don't ever need to do that again. Nigga, throw that shit away.
Fuck y'all.
Tell your mom you lost it.
Nah, man. This is a near and dear family heirloom
treasure.
I can't wait
till you start, goddamn, you know, getting enough money to do a makeover for my boy Rhetoric on this show, man. We're going to get him a new
never
watch,
y'all
a new phone.
Never letting y'all.
My boy got his shells in his head. He done put some little shit in his head, man. This nigga lost in the fucking sauce.
No, as long as it's not y'all sauce, I'm straight.
My boy dressed like one of the kids at my son.
My nigga Marinara.
Nigga on the goddamn.
Shut up.
Queso over here, country ad nigga.
Hell no, nothing about
that. Queso over here, country ad nigga. Queso salsa.
Queso salsa.
Yeah, that's why. Okay, yeah, that's what you got going. Okay.
Just know about it. Check it out.
This nigga don't know about nothing.
Y'all, I wouldn't expect y'all to, man.
I'm talking about you, man. Crank my music up, nigga.
Fuck you.
All this nigga, man. Fuck all this nigga ready.
Don't know what's going
on. That's what I heard.
Mouchy.
What happened to day parties.
With the niggas with the coke.
Daytime.
Cocaine. The clumsy bitches.
Rich, I'm a famous, that's just what I heard. In the streets, we stay dangerous, that's just what I heard. Too solid, ain't get no paper, but that is absurd. Money over these bitches.
Appreciate everybody tuning in, man. Shout out to all the sponsors, man. Shout out to everybody fucking with us, man. Y'all know it's goddamn 1090 WAP, man. Y'all fucking with y'all, I'm fucking with me. However the fuck that nigga say all that shit. 1090 Jake, shout out to that nigga. But yeah, man. Appreciate everybody tuning in, man. Softer Nights Podcast. Y'all know what it is, man. Like, follow, comment, subscribe. Check us out. TTMG, man. Drop some topics. Let us know what y'all want to talk about. I had some more shit, but I couldn't find it. So,
I think it was on the other phone.
It's all good. Hey, don't be like fucking Joe Budden in any business you do, man. Make sure you fucking disclose shit with your business partners. Keep things transparent, man. It makes it much better business. Let's be honest. I got Big Draco. Jody got Bow Wow.
Bow Weezy.
Rhetoric rocking with Draco. Like, sure. So we're going to see what that comes out as. We're going to get into that definitely. So make sure you guys stay tuned, man. Hopefully, Rhetoric going to have that watch on again.
I might just wear it now. Just keep it on.
Cause
you ain't blind. Y'all see? Never mind. We'll talk about it another time.
I don't know what we saw. And keep your sexually subjective comments to yourself, fellas. Man, women don't want to hear that shit unless it's like your girl for sure. Maybe she might not even. That's a new day. Respect the women.
I had to pay for that time.
You have to. Shout out to Kevin Samuels. He put these women in. He put these women in their place, man.
Chelsea
Boo. Say, man, he put these ladies in their place, man. These niggas, man. Shout out to Kev, man. I'm rocking with you, dog. 1090 Jake. Take care of yourself. Take care of others. Softer Narcissist Podcast, baby. Take care of the earth. We out. Prestigious Pedigree. Forever up.